Man, you know what really pisses me off?
What's up?
You know how in Star Wars, everyone has a last name except for Yoda?
Yeah.
I mean, why didn't he have a last name?
What are you talking about? Like, Yoda did have a last name.
What was it?
Lehihu.
Yoda Lehi. Oh my fucking god. Yoda Lehihu, guys. You know what? Let's go. You know, we're a podcast that likes to talk about anything, Star Wars jokes, any kind of jokes,
dad jokes,
cooking jokes.
I got a joke about paper, but you probably wouldn't want to hear it.
Is it Dunder Mifflin paper?
No.
Oh.
You wouldn't want to hear it because it's terrible.
What is it?
He just said it.
Oh, are you serious?
It's terrible.
Jesus Christ, I walked into two jokes already. Fuck. Oh my god.
You don't like books?
Oh.
Come here, little boy. I have some popsicles for you.
Anyways, Panda, you have a great topic to talk about tonight. And I really don't have a grasp on this, but I'm going to try my best to do this, to go over this topic. So I'm going to hand the mic to Panda, and he's going to lead the way tonight. He botched the first intro we ever had on here, but I'm going to give him another chance. I'm going to give him a second chance on this. I'm going to let
put
you
me
lead
in,
the,
coach.
I'm going to.
Chance of redemption.
This is your Uncle Rico moment, man. I'm going to. If we put you in, we would have won state back in 74. So, you know what? Let's go.
Put me in, coach. Alrighty, guys. So, tonight, we have the topic of daily drivers. And I know this is a word we use mostly in the tech community for just your everyday household tech that you use or stuff that you prefer. But I figure let's add a
spin.
Let's add a spin to it. Let's get creative.
Spin move.
A je ne sais quoi, right?
Oh,
right?
Je ne
sais quoi. For the classy.
Yeah, for our French listeners.
Classy, yes.
That one's for y'all. But yeah, just give it a little spin, a little average spin.
A little average spin per se?
Yeah, so basically, average drivers, like I said, is using the tech community for tech reviewers. So basically, it's the current product or phone they're reviewing, and then it's their daily driver, their device or product they always go back to. You know, basically the big debate in this topic, it's Android OS or iOS. So for me personally, I am using a Samsung S8. I know it's a
we're twinsies.
Oh, you
we're
too?
Matchers. We're twinsies.
I'm the only one here who has an Apple phone, guys.
You're the only one
I'm
who has not evolved
Apple
yet.
Squad.
You're
Apple
the only
gang,
one,
gang, gang, baby.
Only one who has not evolved yet.
Apple gang, 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 bro.
So, hey. I know my device is a little outdated. There's, the 10 now?
S10.
So now there's the S10 with the hole punch, more screen, more real estate, bigger battery, more potential. But at least in the States, they do everything on payment plan, so it's like you're paying the phone off for the 2 years.
Yeah.
So I'm right at the cusp of upgrading.
You know what I miss though? The installment. Like, not installment plans, but like if you took like a 2 year contract,
you got the phone for like 50 bucks.
You got the phone like for 50, but not for free. You got to pay.
That was back
whatever.
In the Razor days.
That was, yeah, that was back
I still
in
have
the
my Razor.
I miss that shit. I wish we could make AT&T great again. Because that's what I miss that the most. Because I was like, man, these fucking phones are expensive. Man.
Back with the Nokias?
Yeah. The sidekicks? Uh-huh. I want you to know about the sidekicks. Anthony don't know about the sidekicks.
I do remember the sidekicks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do remember the sidekicks.
Black and white display.
Every girl was happy to put her number in my phone. Like, damn, let me see your phone. And I put on my phone. You're like, damn, let me put my phone. This is a nice phone. Can I put my number in your phone? I'm just kidding. That never happened, guys. I wish it was. I can only fantasize about that.
So, I'm right at the cusp for a upgrade. And I've watched a lot of reviews from Marquez, a lot of reviews from Uncle Lou. So I am so used to the Samsung OS that it kind of deters me from going to the S10. If I go to it, I'm going to go to it just because it's familiar. But I am also a Google fanboy. Like, I use all the Google products, Drive, Gmail, Calendar, Tasks. So I'm actually really looking forward to see how the Pixel 4 looks now that they're not a Verizon exclusive, now that you can get them pretty much on any carrier. I'm really looking forward to see what's the final render, what's the final mock-up on that.
It's LG, right? Isn't it LG that makes Pixel?
No, I think Pixel...
It's another version of Google's.
No, I think Pixel... I might be wrong, but Pixel bought out HTC?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I think you're right.
I think they bought out HTC, and then HTC is making the Pixels now.
Yeah, you're right on that, I think so. I think my boss has it. Pixel.
So, ideally, I would like to use that. The only thing keeping me away from that is just the fact that they don't have expandable storage. And the whole thing about all your pictures get loaded onto the Google Drive, so I will have all my pictures on Google Photos. Not that I'm out here, like, taking, like, explicit pictures or anything.
Selfie mode.
Yeah.
Hashtag infinite selfie mode.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't...
So why have that then?
Why?
Because you can just back your stuff up with anything.
That's the future.
Really?
Yeah, you upload it to the cloud, you get a new phone, you just download it from the cloud. It'll save storage on your phone.
Yep.
But I could put stuff in the cloud on my Apple phone too, though.
You could, but Apple's very prone to getting hacked. That's how you had all the celebrity nudes get hacked and leaked.
Well, good for us.
Good for us.
Good for us.
I mean, but everything on the cloud is quote unquote still not 100% safe.
Samsung has their own cloud too.
Yeah.
And like the only reason I use their stuff mostly though is for my song, like for my music, because I know like whenever I download paid music, I save it on my phone, and I tend to use all my songs for my phone more like an MP3 player, as opposed to, I'm still old school. Like, I don't really do like Spotify playlists too much and stuff. Like, I'll do it every now and then if I get tired of the songs that I've already got on my phone. But with Samsung, when you download it on your phone and you get another Samsung whatever, it automatically restores your songs.
Yeah,
it links, I'm big on that.
It links up with it. So that's another thing why my decision would depend on how the Google Pixel actually looks. Hopefully it's not a square like the renders are saying that it's going to be, because that just makes it more uncomfortable for like holding it in your hand.
Yeah.
But I use the Google platform, Gmail, all of that, and everything syncs over between my Google Chrome on my computer, my desktop, my phone, my TV. So if I buy a movie on my phone through the Play Store, like say if I have it connected to my computer, I can watch it from my computer, I can watch it in my living room, I can go to my bedroom and watch it, and it'll stop wherever I stop and pick right back up.
Hmm.
It's also, you know, cross-platform between laptops, phones, like anything that can take the Google platform, you're golden.
And, you know, Google's huge, so pretty much across anything, any appliance, anything you can use it on.
So that's what I use, that's what I look forward to. I think Chris is pretty much on the same boat.
Yeah.
So basically it comes down to, why the fuck are you still on Apple?
Because Apple works, and Apple gets the job done, and it does it way better than Google can.
How does it do it way better than Google
can? Because it's so easy, a child can use it, or a caveman can use it. I don't have to go into all this technical lingo about...
That's like comparing coloring books to fucking Photoshop.
I mean, technically, you still use the lingo, it's just...
How many pictures have I taken of food? And my pictures turn out way better on my phone than your phone.
That's exactly what Apple users say right there, though.
It's because you're...
Right there. Yeah. That's exactly what they go to, right there. My photos came out better than Android photos.
And well, that's what matters today, bro. That's what matters today.
Look at all the features.
That's what matters today.
Look at all the customization you can do on Android.
Apple
charges for everything. Android, you can get every single thing for free.
Basically.
Somebody else has to pay for it. This sounds a lot like something I know that's coming up in the government.
Or you might have ads and stuff like that that you have to fund it with, but at the same time, it's at least free. Like, and then if you want it, like if you were a app developer,
okay,
the actual platform for uploading your apps and shit like that onto Android, it's a whole lot easier to work with than Apple. Apple's restrictive, man. Like, all they want to do is just tell you no, but if you go on Android and you want to start your own little, you're programming your own little, coding your own little app or whatever, you can just boom and go.
So it seems that Apple and Android are completely preference choices to me. If you want to go into that route of doing you know, your programming,
it's because Google's open source.
Yeah, if you want to go into your, you know, your programming and your high tech stuff that you want to do,
a lot of guys do that too.
Yeah, and I'm saying that if you want to go into that, I guess that's your choice. But if you're just not really into that, because I mean, when you went to the music thing, I'm like, hell, I get more things off of YouTube than I would off of any other source of music I go to, even on Apple.
You know who owns YouTube?
I don't know.
Google.
Okay.
Google owns like everything now. They're probably one of the best companies to work for, though. If you ever watch any of like documentaries,
bro, I watched The Intern. I know, I've seen The Internship. That's like one of my favorite movies.
Fun fact: Google is actually building a huge data center upon a couple other things, to a little town south of Dallas.
Yeah.
So they're getting closer to the Metroplex as we speak.
You know, Google was also going to build. I don't know if it was it Google or was it Amazon.
Amazon.
I don't know. Google might fucking take over Amazon too. I don't know.
I think Amazon is for shopping, is what Google is for media and shit like that.
As you can see, guys, I'm not a huge phone guy, high tech kind of guy.
Yeah, obviously you're not, because
I don't understand all this lingo. This is exactly why I let Panda take this fucking topic and let him run with it, because I had no idea what the hell I was going to be talking about. So yeah, continue, Panda.
So basically, pulling the curtain back, I'm going to roast you here a little bit.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
It's been a while. You were running out of memory on your phone.
Yeah.
And I was telling you, like, nah, bro, that doesn't make sense. There's no... I hate to be stereotypical, but a regular male, at least in our generation.
A regular male?
Male, yeah.
Did you just assume my gender?
Bitch, you piece of that. <animal. laughs> But like, if a man fills up their storage on their phone, they're not a man. You are taking too many fucking pictures of yourself. If your storage
was
is
that
full.
The case, though, in my
That was
case.
Not the case, no.
Okay.
But
reiterate that.
I would if you would let me.
That was not the case.
No, that's not the case.
Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. Hypothetically, if a man runs out of storage on their phone, and now these phones have shit, unlimited storage, basically. So his phone, he's like, yeah, man, my phone keeps saying I'm out of storage. I was like, there's no fucking way you filled up your phone. I was like, with what? He's like, I don't know, man. I've deleted pictures, videos that I didn't need, and it still says that I have no space.
Right.
Pornhub.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. No, I put a very special space for that into my phone.
So he called me. I was on route and I was trying to help him figure out how to free up space. And I was like, well, you deleted pictures, videos. That should have been the majority of your storage space,
right?
Come to find out, this idiot's downloading all of his podcasts.
Yeah, so as you know, we do this podcast, but we also listen to podcasts. And whenever I started first listening to podcasts, about a year and a half. So
maybe.
Yeah. So what happened on my phone is that I had the settings on my Apple phone. I had it settings to where I download all the podcasts whenever I'm connected to Wi-Fi. But that wasn't entirely Apple's fault. That was my fault because I didn't know that
I
had to do
that. I said this was your fault.
Yeah, it's my fault. Okay, but then what you're trying to make it into,
so
like, it's an Apple's problem.
So what you did was you accidentally set a setting on your phone to do something and you didn't even know you did that. See?
Right.
You know where you wouldn't have that problem?
Where?
An Android phone.
Because it tells you all straight
it
up.
It tells you everything.
It.
Well,
it's annoying as shit sometimes, but it tells you
it's not the phone's fault. It's my fault. It's the user's fault. I should have read the fine
but
print.
But it's easy, right?
Yeah, after I had went in there and read all the intel.
Apple's supposed to be so much easier. Apparently, you didn't fucking know you were downloading all your shit. So.
Whatever.
And that's another thing. Like,
at least my screen doesn't run off the edges.
That's... Dude, Apple is about to release a foldable device as well, bro. They've already got mock-ups drawn up to do what Samsung is doing.
Apple imitates what fucking Samsung does just about every
whatever
single
works.
Obviously, because Steve Jobs died.
Whatever company...
You can't get any more innovative without the brain of the operation gone.
And I will say this about Apple, too. Like, what bugs the shit out of me is all their hardware has to be... You have to buy hardware for your hardware. Like, you can't...
That's
like,
one... That, yeah,
Samsung
that, that,
is
that's,
just
that's
headphones and your Go. Bluetooth headphones
that
and your Go.
That is definitely one of the things, the critique
you gotta
that
buy
I have
a box to connect your fucking headphones to. You gotta buy a box to connect your charger. Well, I mean... Samsung gives you all that, but you'd have to pretty much like work a lot of. Like,
luckily, I skipped over that generation of iPhones that where I had to buy a separate input jack.
You didn't skip over. You like completely U-turned from it because your generation is before they got rid of the headphone jack.
Yeah,
you're like you.
Yeah, so I skipped. So the phone that I had, it had a an input jack plus it had the charging port. I skipped over that. To where I had to buy that little...
Adapter.
I skipped over that part. I didn't have to do that. I went right back into what I was using before. I just had to use one hardware to either charge my phone or just headphones, which I don't even do anymore because I have wireless headphones.
And another thing that kind of like threw me off when he told me about I had all my podcasts downloaded was like now every phone provider provides you with unlimited data. So now it's... kind of counterintuitive for people to download stuff because you could just stream everything.
Yeah, I mean, which is what I do now.
Unless you have crappy signal, but like for us that listen to podcasts, they're usually about an hour, hour and a half long. I'm never usually in a bad signal place for more than an hour, so my episode would buffer, and by the time I'm out of that place, I'm good. We had a buffer to the point before I need to rebuffer,
mm-hmm.
and like. Start running the kilobytes and all that to get it played through. But so that's why I choose this type of phones. I did have Apple before, but I just got really fed up with how minimal it was. Like you couldn't make it you couldn't make it your own. Yep. Like even if you wanted to. Like as far as like wallpapers, you can't hide the icons to show your lock screen or no your home screen background. Like those icons can't leave. Like they're always on there. Like if I wanted to, I could like make a separate home screen, make that my home screen, and have nothing on it, so I can like look at the picture I have on my lock on my home screen.
Yeah.
And like every iPhone is the same. Like there's no telling apart from them. That's your lock screen.
That's your lock screen. It's not about your home screen.
You're talking about the home screen, like all the cubes.
Like when you start that, you can't adjust that. You can't do like the grid thing and then adjust.
You always have cubes.
You're always gonna have app icons no matter what on your home screen. Like,
well, why is that important then?
But that's the thing. It might not be important to you if you don't really care for that kind of stuff. But for the most part, a lot of people that are into tech and shit like that, they like to customize this shit. And Android or Apple, you don't get that freedom.
Okay.
They're like Nazi Germany.
So as you can see,
I don't want to pull an AOC there.
We are not concentration camps here. I will fight you to the death on that. But if there's any Apple fanboys out there, help me out on the comment section this week or whenever this podcast drops. Help me out, defeat these.
You know, we say all this
because
you know it's a shitty that no, we're not. You know,
we're not attacking
Apple users.
No,
we're strongly emphasizing our opinion on our fondness of Android systems versus Apple systems. But
okay.
You know, the irony in all this is that me and Panda are kind of roasting on you and hammering you on this shit.
Okay.
But you know, the majority of our listeners are Apple podcasts.
Yeah, exactly. Apple rules, dude. Apple rules.
I mean, it's the mainstream. It's like I said, it's simple. It is very simple. Like, you can give this to a fresh off the boat
Whoever
Mexican.
Is listening on Apple, on podcasts, Apple podcasts,
thank you.
Give us a like, and thank you for your commitment.
You mean
give us
a review.
Like and a share. I mean, what good is it like if you can't share it too?
And share the love. And spread the word. Tell everyone about your average podcast. You know, we can always reach you guys on our Instagram at Podcast Your Average, Twitter Your Average Pod 1, and Facebook Your Average Podcast.
Why would you put the plug right here in the middle?
Because it fits.
Why would you plug it 19 minutes in?
It just fits for the opportunity.
We're trying to feed the opportunity obviously we're not trying to alienate anybody who doesn't listen to us on Apple Podcasts because we love you too. Because we love you too. Even though these guys are over here roasting on me right now, I'm still showing my support for those guys who are not listening to on Apple Podcasts right now.
Girls. Are you? Because the link on the Instagram that you are managing is strictly Apple. I feel like you're alienating my Android brethren.
Well, you know what it is. He's probably limited to what links he could probably post because of his Apple. He's not able to go in free.
I forgot the password, goddamn it.
Oh my god.
Anyway, so obviously in this vote, it's 2-1, Android versus Apple. Okay.
There's so much. I'm
saying that I used to be in the Apple crew. Mm-hmm. I used to back when they had the 3GS.
Yeah, that was the only phone I ever had that was an Apple. When I got off my flip phone thing.
Yeah, so it was
I went into was an Apple 3G or iPhone 3GS or something.
From the 3GS to the 5S, I was on board with Apple.
Right.
But eventually, I don't take that many pictures, but when I do find like a picture that I like.
You pretty much did a hashtag walk away from Apple.
Yeah, it bothered me that.
Like, I did a hashtag walk away from them.
So
anyways, continue.
It bothered me that I had this home screen picture and I liked it, but I could never arrange it to where these icons could go away, and those icons can never go away.
Right.
You can put them now into folders to minimize it.
Yep, I do that all the time.
But either they're going to be on the bottom row or on the right side, left side, top side, whatever.
Bro, sometimes I lose those icons. They're there, but I don't know what box I put them in. I lose them. I was like, damn, is it in this box or is it in the other box? I gotta go look for them.
You know that isn't helping your case, right?
I don't know. I know. But that's cool, though. That's cool, though.
So I left...
Because I forgot to label it.
I left Apple because everybody I work with had it. There was really no telling it apart other than if you had the white or the black one or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, if I...
You were limited to everything. Right? Yeah. There's no design. It was, you know... Apple was very innovative in an essence, but like it wasn't like it. There's still no variety.
Can we say that Apple paved the way for Android?
No,
or is that too bold?
No,
Palm paved the way.
You're two completely different platforms.
Palm paved the way.
I'm just listening Motorola. To understand this one because I don't.
I would say Motorola is probably one of the biggest.
Palm
Nokia.
And Motorola, maybe BlackBerry.
Yeah, BlackBerry. Yeah, you can't forget BlackBerry. Yep.
But.
I totally forgot.
And then
about
when
BlackBerry.
It comes to smartphones, I would say Google again because they were the first ones to do the smart.
I mean, my ideal phone. Whoa! You activated my you activated my assistant. You said Google.
Google.
No, yeah, it doesn't like you, bro. It doesn't like you, bro.
F Google.
Yeah, say hey Google, or okay Google.
Yeah, there you go.
I think I almost activated mine.
You recorded yours, yeah.
You guys are being all. Fidgeting with your
and you also
Googles.
Don't have the Google what is it the little portable speaker pod that I like I had one and I just you know we're
I feel that in this argument as in all arguments there's always a another strong side to this argument I just don't know enough about Apple to where I can argue a strong case against who is better. Maybe because right now I'm getting totally roasted on. But
no, I mean we're not roasting.
You just said you were gonna roast me, but
I said
there could be a argument against Android versus Apple. But I just can't do it because I'm not that.
Yeah,
totally
I can tell you this much: like most of the time, when I talk to somebody who's an avid iPhone user, the only arguments they ever have to say is that it's simple,
it's the ecosystem,
never crashes, and like the battery power for some fucking reason or something is always what they go to. And I'm like, okay, you got, you know, the battery power is just as good as fucking Samsung or any Android phone. You have way more customization that you can do. It all depends on how you like just things in general. Like, I like to make things my own if I can sometimes.
Personalize it
a little bit.
Okay.
And some people don't have the time for it, don't have the care for it. It is what it is.
Yeah, like me, I really don't
You got different priorities in life, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so that's why I left, because you could... Download custom ROMs, if your phone didn't have tethering back in the day, you could download a custom ROM and get tethering on your phone. You can do different launchers even. So if you're on the Samsung One UI, you can get a different launcher and change up the skins, change up the features, gestures, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which
there's no limit.
I think you can do on Apple to an extent too, but it's just like there's really no getting away from it now. Like, if you were to have a completely new Apple phone, face up, screen up, the only reason you can tell them apart would be the fingerprint readers. You can more or less guess what phone that is. The forehead and the chin that they have on it, you can more or less guess what phone that is. If they have the unibrow cutout thing, you know that's an X. That there's really no telling them apart. Like, all of them are the same. But the one thing I do envy from iPhone people is the cases that they get are fucking legit.
Yeah. I like to use pop sockets a lot. Like, I have one on my phone. But the OtterBox pop socket cases, so far I know they only make them for fucking Apple phones, iPhones.
But, like, the cases you can get for Apple, they're amazing. Like, even the acrylic ones, even, like, the custom wood ones. That's one thing where I guess the Samsung people are getting hoed out of. But I mean, that's my opinion on it.
Right.
That's what I like. It's what I'm used to. I like the ecosystem. I can tweak it, make it my own. And if you like simplicity, then, you know, go Apple. I mean,
I had a teacher back at Sunset. His name was Dr. Johnson, and he'd always every time we'd have, like, I used to. Like, back in high school, I used to have this SpongeBob watch, right? And it was a SpongeBob wristwatch. You press a little button, and little pants would drop, and that's how you'd see the little time in between.
Oh, that's funny.
And so, he saw that, and he would always, every time I had some little weird, lame little gadget, he'd always come up to me and be like, simple things for simple folks. And I'm like, okay. He would say it in such a calm, collected voice. It was like, wow, that's like the most polite way you can be an asshole to somebody. You know, like, simple things for simple folks. I'm like, okay.
And at that point in time, we're not really worried about anything.
No.
It's just like, cool, this is fucking
sometimes,
awesome.
Sometimes being a simpleton in certain things, it's just like that. Like, I'm a simpleton when it comes to, like, a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just depends on your take on what you choose and what you, I guess, like to make a priority, I guess,
yeah.
Or what your hobbies are.
I mean, at the end of the day, getting down to, like, bare bones, there really is no debate, because they all really do the exact same thing.
Yep.
You can get calls, you can make calls.
Yep.
Receive and send text messages and surf the internet.
Yep.
And the reason why I cut it off of the internet, because internet leads to apps, leads to email, leads to everything else. So basically it's the same thing, it's just a different device.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, it's just your preference. It's what you're used to, what you like, what you want to run with at the end of the day, what you want to have in your pocket. And then, I know you said you have wireless headphones?
Yeah.
What do you use?
I got a couple. I used to be all in the LG headset thing, the whole
craze. The ones with the hang on your neck?
Yeah, hang on your neck, and then you retract them. I used to be on those, and then I just, you know, I got to where I just couldn't stand having, like,
something
stuff
on
my neck. Like, I always, constantly... Like, I work in uniform-wise, like, I always have something around my fucking shoulder or my neck, and I just get tired of that shit, having it for 12 hours. And so, what I use now are the pods, or not pods, but, like, the pods of the Apple thing. I use the wireless earphone buds, because, first off, you don't have anything kind of, like, in your neck, in your way, like that. They're just, you know, you pull them into your ears, they connect Bluetooth, and they have just as clear a sound as anything else. And then mostly, too, is whenever I, like, mow the lawn and shit like that, I like to listen to music so that I don't, you know, it makes the time go by faster because it's fucking manual labor, it sucks. But whenever, I don't know if anybody else has that problem, but whenever I use those LG headsets or anything wireless that's not the buds, for some reason, when I'm mowing the lawn, I guess the rattle from the engine or something like that shakes so much that it just keeps skipping my music as I'm trying to listen to it. So, like, with the wireless earbuds, I haven't had that problem, but. Going to the gym makes it easier, because I like to listen to music when I'm at the gym.
I like to listen to podcasts when I go to the gym.
So you go fully wireless headphones?
Yep. Full wireless earpods that are earbuds that go right in your ear like that. And they work really well. They got a little I bought them for like $40 on Amazon. I can't
what's the name of
them
you said?
the brand that I use, I can't even remember what they were, but you can pretty much find any kind of wireless ear pods. And
they're probably the Soundcore from Anchor.
Anchor?
Yeah, like the ones that Damien has.
Yeah.
Maybe they're those kind.
I'd have to look up the actual. I bought them on Amazon like $40, but they have a little case. You sit them in, and it charges them every time you sit them in that case.
Mm,
and
you can actually, like,
you can charge that case so that it has, it's like a little battery bank on its own. But and they, I'm telling you, the bass is clear. I'm big on bass, highs too. It's all, it's really good, and you don't have anything in your ear, nothing in. I mean, you're gonna put buds anyways because no matter what, something has to go to your ears. You can listen to it. So.
So there's free, one thing that me and Panda do agree on, believe it or not, and that's in our headphone game, because we both listen to podcasts, we both listen to music. He listens to pop punk, I listen to heavy metal.
Does that matter?
Yeah, it does, because of the sound quality of the headphones.
That doesn't matter, dude. Rock is rock. The
pop punk, power pop. What he listens to?
It's not power pop.
Power pop. He listens to power pop.
Pop punk rock is different than power pop. There is a completely fucking huge difference.
I disagree.
No. Power pop is like fucking Gangnam Style or some shit like that. Like something that has that. Pop punk is like your old school Blink 182, your Good Charlotte, your Sum 41. All that shit. That's pop punk to an extent. And not fucking, you know, but rock music in general, all their guitars, all their sound is all distortion. It's all the same distortion, okay? So no matter what, it's gonna sound the same because you're still gonna have to have those highs to come out so you can hear it too. It ain't gonna make a difference in the sound music you play. I guarantee you. This is coming from a guy that played fucking music for years and used to run sound all the time. The earbuds do not make a difference. It's how you can hear your highs and your mids and adjust all that. Guarantee you. I don't know how many times, like if I had to compare, right, sound wise versus what equipment you're using, like a car sound system. A lot of guys actually use those 5-channel amps, and they'll plug all their shit to that along with the bass. You don't need all that shit. In my opinion, you need 112-inch cell box, 12-inch,
mm-hmm.
Not even like supported box.
I usually have one,
112, a mono block amp that maybe has like 1,000 watts.
I had 212s,
And that's it. That's all you need.
Yeah.
And replace your stock speakers if you have stock speakers in your truck, car, whatever. And put some high quality stock speakers. That's all you need. And if you can adjust your highs and your lows.
You can forget the little tweeters that my people like to put all over their cars.
You don't need all that shit. You don't need all that. That's dumb.
I just saw that yesterday.
The tweeter?
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? Why do you still have those?
Why do they still make those?
Yeah. Your stock speakers that you replace now,
they have speakers on the outside of the car now.
Oh, but those are just PA systems that they connect to it. That's kind of like the same thing a squad car has.
Why do I want to hear your music that's on the outside of the car?
They'd be driving down the block and all you hear is...
Exactly.
Exactly.
Fun fact, I used to Velcro my license plate. When I used to have the 212, I used to Velcro my license plate to the car. That way you wouldn't hear the rattling from the license plate.
Yeah, I would do that.
Because every time I used to hear a car rolling by with loud ass bass and just hear the I was like, damn, this is nasty. Ugh. But maybe they're getting a different sound inside the car, but hey,
But like I said, the type of equipment doesn't tend to have a difference. Like the speaker quality, yes. The speaker quality will make a huge difference in whatever headphones you got. But it's also going to come down to how you adjust, how you use your equalizer. Because I don't know how many times I've had people go in my truck and they'll be like, man, your shit sounds so fucking clear. What kind of shit do you have? What kind of gear do you have? I was like, I have one mono block and 112. Well, I got 2 now as a truck. That's all I ever had before. And I'll go to somebody else's, ride with somebody else and their sound system sounds like shit, and then I'll adjust here and there and they'll be like, man, it sounds a whole lot better. Yeah. So all you have to do is learn how to, understand how your highs work and your lows and adjust. That's it.
Back to the headset.
That's what I was going off of, though.
Yeah.
Your argument was that certain headsets make certain types of music sound better. It doesn't make a difference.
So you're saying that better brands don't make... Like say the lower brands, like say Skullcandy headphones don't have a better sound than say Anchor or Bose, for example. Like those sounds don't sound better than same as Bose or
no. Anchor. I'm not saying they're gonna sound
Jaybirds.
You can make a Skullcandy whatever sound good if you know how to use like the settings or the equalizer on your phone, if you gotta do all that. Okay, what I'm saying is there's an obvious distinction in the quality of the speaker material that they are using, yes. But there are other things that they use to make it sound better. But like, I mean, no matter what, you're gonna find plastic all across the same, you know, there's not a certain type of plastic that's better than another type of plastic when it comes to speaker material. It's gonna be all the same shit. It's either the type of wiring you're using to manufacturing, the diaphragm material, whatever the hell it is that you're using, that makes a difference. Not necessarily, like, you know, one brand being better than the other. Okay. There's a quality difference, yeah.
Okay.
But I would look at more item specification versus, like, Skullcandy versus Bowser.
So, Panda, you use Jaybirds as a headset.
I used to use wired headphones that came with my Samsung.
Yeah.
But in the line of work that we do, I hate getting like hooked on shit, and then either the headphones get pulled out of my ears or it gets yanked out of my phone device. So eventually I migrated over to, well, eventually I got to the point like, man, I gotta get out of this wired stuff. And I got on the internet, YouTube, you know, wireless earbuds, wireless headphones. And I came across this company called Jaybirds. Started off with the X3s, and now I'm with the X4s, which are now fully waterproof and all that. So they're not like the ones that Chris used, the fully wireless earbuds, where there's just a headphone that goes, or a bud that goes into your ear. The ones that I have are connected with, I guess, a wire in between them, or a strap in between both of them with inline controls. And I like those better because I lose stuff easily. If I didn't have that wire connected both of them, I wouldn't have headphones for long, especially not the fully wired ones, especially not in my job. Throwing a mat over my shoulder, it hits my ears, I feel like it's somewhere on my shoulder. I go on to my next stop, I forget, and I was like, hey, where's my other earbud? So the good thing about Jaybirds is that they come with their own custom app, so you can adjust the EQ through the app, or you could just use your regular DAC that's already on your phone. I really don't know too much about EQs, so what I just use the preset features on my phone. So I have them set on, like, if I'm listening to podcasts, I go to Clear Voice. If I'm listening to music, depending on what the music is, I go to the rock preset or like bass booster. And it's just because I mess with the EQ in my car, and I feel like it feels good for the applications that I use it for. But as far as using the app, I've never really went down that road. I think Anthony does.
Yeah. There's a couple of presets that I use for my Jaybirds, especially when I either go... like I said, I listen to podcasts pretty much all day, every day. So, yeah, I don't know. I live, breathe podcasts, bro. Like, that's just me. Live, breathe, do podcasts, bro. So when I'm working, I'm usually listening to podcasts. Very rarely do I listen to music now anymore. But I do have a preset on my podcast. I do use the Clear Voice on the podcast with my Jaybirds settings. That's one of the things I liked about Jaybirds when Panda told me about it. Another one that I do when I go to the gym, sometimes if I'm feeling not a high intensity workout, I will go with a podcast. But if I do feel a high intensity workout going, I will go with,
if you have to lift, if you're gonna lift any weights, you have to go pump up hyped up music. I can't picture lifting weights on a podcast. Maybe like cardio or a machine, maybe.
Like if it's a shoulder day, I'm pretty much gonna go podcast. If it's an arm day, I'm gonna go podcast. But if it's leg day, if I'm doing legs, deadlifts, or just any huge amount of lift, pretty much those are pretty much the only ones I usually use music for. And with the music, obviously it has to be like obviously heavy metal, so I'm usually listening to Cannibal Corpse, Six Feet Under or any sort of like death metal, metalcore, deathcore.
Doesn't have to be what he said. You know,
doesn't have to be what I say.
You, the user, can choose your own music.
You could be lifting with Katy Perry. I don't give a shit. Whatever. As long as you're in the gym doing this shit. Yeah, you're a firework, bro. Getting it down. I don't care. Whatever. Whatever you want to listen to. She's a goddamn American icon, bro. Anyways. But
so just whatever pumps
you up. But it's another setting that I will use for my Jaybirds. I will use it's more of a custom for me because I will use a lot of high treble, and I use like a medium mid, and I use a high bass for the metal just so I can hear the. I'm more of a vocal kind of guy, so whenever I'm listening to metal, I like to hear more of highlighted of the vocals than I will at the actual instruments. That's just me. So I will go with the preset of that one. That's another thing that I like that Jaybirds offers, and it just makes all the difference when I'm lifting weights or whatever, if I'm doing any other activity that required me listening to music that I like to do. Now, when I go to bed at night, and this is completely what I do.
You wear your headphones to sleep?
Sometimes. If the night.
Well, good thing they're wireless because you could choke yourself with wired headphones.
Exactly.
Or you could jam the bud in your ear, get a bad ear infection.
Or you could be like that one dude that had the Apple AirPods that fucking swallowed it in his sleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He got it back 3 days later.
Did he?
Yeah, apparently.
Did it work?
Apparently, they're somewhat waterproof. It's not in the boxing.
They're not doo-doo proof?
Apparently, they are.
Doo-doo proof.
Oh shit. Well, anyways.
Can you imagine putting doo-doo cover your AirPods in your ear again, though?
Hey, if they work, bro, just spray them a little Lysol, they'll be okay.
Nah, I don't know about that shit. I'm like, you know, fecal matter goes everywhere in the air and shit like that. That's why they tell, like, people with beards and stuff like that they're actually really dirty because they have a lot of fecal matter in the
air. I bet. No lie.
You know, when you take a dump, all that fecal stuff goes in your fucking beard hair and shit.
That's why a lot of beard, the people who have beards, they stink.
They don't wash them or anything.
Yeah, and they'll take their vitamins.
So, are you done giving Jaybirds prop? Because I have something that I wish they would fucking fix.
Yeah, like I said, I do have my presets for when I go to sleep. Usually, I like to listen to a little not so heavy metal. Obviously, I like to listen to a little Oasis, or I like to listen
you
to.
You said
some,
Oasis? Oh my god!
I like to listen to some Oasis. I'd listen
Madden
to some.
Madness gotta be the day.
Exactly. I like to listen to some Oasis. I'd listen to some. Frankie Valli, Four Seasons, something real light, something real soothing when I go to sleep at night, and I do have a preset for that as well.
You know what would be badass to have with that?
Go ahead.
A Google Home speaker where you can just be like, hey Google, play this music.
Yeah, see,
volume 2.
That would be cool, except I don't want to hear all the devilish children laughing at night.
That only happens on Amazon.
I had one in my restroom for the longest time. I used to use it all the time. Until my fiance was like, you need to take that out because the government's fucking listening in on your fucking
conversation. And they were.
Like they okay, first off, you got some shit to hide?
I don't have shit to hide.
You're invading my privacy. I don't give a shit.
Okay, I get that. I get the aspect of, like, you know, it's my privacy, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that never happens, guys.
Alright, so back to you, Jaybird.
I swear it takes at least 5 minutes.
What you guys really need to improve, and I'm just a purchaser of your headphones. A consumer. I'm just a consumer of your product. I've had 3, 4 maybe pairs of them already.
Golly.
So obviously you guys are doing something good for me to keep coming back. But what I really wish you guys would switch is the freaking cradle. Why do we have to charge our headphones with the damn cradle? Why can't you guys put a USB Type-C... or a regular USB, you know, micro USB plug to charge them? Why are we in a fucking cradle?
You know why?
To get you to buy more shit.
Maybe.
If your cradle fucked up or whatever, you broke it, you have to buy another cradle. And that's probably going to cost more than just a regular old cable with the Type-C or something.
You would know.
It's $30 to buy a new cradle.
There you go.
$30.
You can get a $5 fucking Type-C cable at a fucking gas station anywhere it's about.
So. Which has pissed me off before, because my cradle didn't work for some point, which is why I had to get a new pair. And I was like, man, I sure wish this, like, charged off of a Type-C, because I could just charge it with, like, my Samsung charger, and I could go back to listening to my podcast.
You know, I would hate on, you know, I say everything that I say about that kind of shit with like a malice sort of. It sounds like I'm saying it with malice, you know, but as a consumer, I'm like, yeah, fuck that. That's bullshit. You're just trying to get, you know, everyday Joe Blows to fucking spend more money on extra equipment that you don't need. But speaking from someone who sees the business side of it, I'm like, fuck yeah. If you can get these guys to buy cradles, fucking do it. You know what I mean? If these guys want the product, it's capitalism. We're going to make it affordable for them to buy it. They're just going to have to keep fucking buying it. You know what I mean? So I get it. I don't knock them. Business is business. You either do want it or you don't. If you don't like it, go get another product.
Right.
So that's the only thing I have about Jaybirds. I love them. I love the product. I am a avid consumer of them. I just wish the battery life was probably longer and a different form or way to charge them. That's about it. Mm. I mean, because if you guys could go like maybe 20 hours of playback time, maybe 12 hours, that'll get me through my work day.
You work 20 hours a day?
No, but I mean, like,
just kind of giving that cushion.
That'll give me that
extra hours to,
you know,
because the hours that I have right now ain't cutting it, bro.
Yeah, one of the things that I kind of had a drawback on, especially when I bought some Beats a while back for a Christmas present. The hours on the headset were set at, when it's fully charged, it was set at like about 14, 16 hours.
That's probably standby time.
Yeah.
Not playback time.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but it was 14, 16 hours, something like that. But my Jaybirds were set at 9 hours, which is okay.
That was probably the actual playback time, though.
Yeah, but I had to recharge them like around, I don't know, 1 o'clock, 1:30, 2 o'clock, just to get me through the rest of the day. Whereas yeah, so I can use these because
it's gotten to the point where me is like, "Hey, bro, we gotta go. I don't want you to run up my Jaybirds battery."
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it will use more power if you're talking to someone through the phone and whatnot.
Yeah, because you're using the mic at that time.
Yeah. So, but do everything. I mean, it does get the job done. It works for me. And I probably won't go switch into anything. Oh, maybe, I don't know, maybe I will try the anchors out here pretty soon, just to...
I had them and I lost them. I don't know what happened to my fucking anchor ones. Mm. I lost them.
But what about the... So from going from headphones, you guys didn't use any personal chargers?
Do I use any personal chargers?
Yeah.
I practically turned you on the fucking... the company you're using.
So Panda pretty much is like my IT guy and also my sound engineer for this.
And his Apple technician.
And my Apple technician. Apple technician. So, pretty much anything he tells me to go for, like, you should try this out. He's researched almost pretty much all his...
Extensively.
Yeah, all his stuff that he uses. So, I kind of just piggyback behind him and just kind of use the stuff too. But I was running into an issue where my iPhone was dying. But after a serious number of hours of use. So, I did need some sort of personal charger to use. Portable charger to use. So I would go with the Anchor charger.
Which at the end of the day, any charger will get the job done. Mm-hmm. But the product that Anchor makes speaks for itself.
I put that shit through hell and back again. I dropped it, scratched it.
Had on the dash of a very hot truck.
Yeah, had it on the dash of a very hot truck where I didn't even know about it, you know, until you told me to. Told me about it.
I was like, yeah, bro, you're not supposed to have this, like, indirect sunlight.
Yeah. Well, it's been through hell and back, pretty much, and it just keeps on delivering on what it's supposed to do. It gives me at least... I mean, if I had to, it would give me at least 3 good full charges a day if I needed it.
And you're splitting it between your headphones and your phone.
And I'm splitting it between my headphones and my phone. So it gets the job done. If I need to have that second or third charge a day for my electronics, it will get the job done. Not to mention, it's fucking durable as fuck. So, that's my take on a portable charger.
I mean, they're pretty expensive. Yeah, Anchor, a good Anchor charger.
Unless you can go on Black Friday and get you a deal.
Yeah,
like I did.
A good Anchor portable battery will run you 50, 60 bucks. And that's top of the line, quick charge, 3.0, stuff like that. With USB Type-C to charge it. With quick charge from the USB Type-C to charge it. So... with all the state-of-the-line features, it'll run you a good 60, 70 bucks, and you're looking at a massive kilowatt-hour battery. Like, how much is yours? Do you remember how much is yours?
3,500 mAh.
Do you remember how much yours is? Milliamp hours, nigga.
I don't know. Whatever that means. Ma.
Milliamp hours. How much was your big one that you lost?
That's what she said. I don't know. It's like 65, 60. Maybe?
Alright, so his I don't know, no matter how I say this, it's just gonna come out wrong, but his heftier. His heftier. His girthier.
Why is this podcast episode so fucking sexually slipping for?
You're the one that started it. You're explicit. Like, I don't know everybody seeing me jacking off. You're the one that started
it. It's alright, bro. We're checked as explicit. But his bigger portable battery, he said it was about 6,500 milliamp hours. So you're looking at close to probably 10,000 milliamp hours for the top of the line. And now these crazy Kahoots and Anker, they even have like this like Swiss Army knife of like power bank, where it has a radio, you can power a mini fridge, you can power your window unit, it has three house outlets, has a car charger.
What the hell is that? What is it called?
It's a generator.
Yeah, it's like a mini generator. It's a gas free generator. You connect it to your house and power it up with your electricity. It has a solar panel, so it's constantly gaining energy if you're outside. So
what company makes this?
Anker.
Are you serious?
It's $100.
It's actually pretty good.
That much, yeah.
It's $500.
$500?
$500. Come in handy in a zombie apocalypse.
It's $500 for like, especially when we had that storm. Like especially in Texas, it gets hot, so you have a window unit in one room, you stay in that room and connect it to that and have it running.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, it's hot, people are out there suffering and shit, but you're chilling in your bedroom with your AC unit and your little Anker power thing, listening to your radio, charging your phone.
Listening to your podcast.
Yeah.
Listening to your average podcast.
You're over there on Twitter and on the internet, and you're just like, oh, you guys don't have power? I got AC.
I'm telling you, bro, this is going way back to our doomsday prep thing, our doomsday scenario.
Oh, God.
You gotta have some sort of bug out bag. I think this is a great addition. I didn't even know that. I'm gonna look into that now.
You need a bailout bag?
Yeah, I'm gonna have that. I'm gonna have that included in my bag. It's gotta have something in there.
It's from the stuff I read online. It's not that heavy either.
How much did you think?
I mean, you lift heavy, so it's not that heavy. I can lift it, so.
That means it's not that heavy at all.
No, yeah, I can lift it, so. And it's just fucking amazing, and it has solar power built into it, so it's just like, you can leave that bitch outside and it'll still charge.
Gotcha.
So, okay. It's technology, man.
Technology, bro. I'm telling you, it's going to be the death of us.
It could be.
I don't know.
You know what's going to be the death of us?
What's that?
Humanity will be the death of humanity. That's what it will be.
Yeah.
Who invented technology?
Aliens.
Well... aliens invented the advancements of certain technology.
Yeah.
But technology in and of itself, created by humans.
Yeah.
That's another topic for another day.
Another thing that Anker, I don't know if you know, but they...
Are a division of Elon Musk?
Are they?
I don't know. It sounds about right.
It sounds right.
It sounds right, though. You almost believed it.
I believed it. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I can see why they're so badass.
You know who... Dude, did you know who Elon Musk's uncle, great uncle
was? No, but
was?
Let me get this out before you tell me.
Yeah, let's not.
Okay, go on.
So Anker, they make car chargers too, like quick charge and stuff like that. Like the ones that go into your lighter. They're also like that same lighter concept that goes. I know there's a proper name for it. What's the proper name for that? The lighter.
12-volt.
Okay, so the 12-volt that's in your car. I want to say Anker powered up with another Indiegogo company to make the very first in-car Google Assistant. So you'll connect it, and then you can just... Your regular, run-of-the-mill, non-smart car will be a smart car.
Cool.
And it can be like, hey, Google, navigate me home. And then it'll play over your speakers.
So it'll be a poor man's smart car.
It's kind of like that old start. When Bluetooth was starting to come in, and... You know, when all these cars started having stock Bluetooth, everything, you know, you still had the guys that were, you know, like the adapters or whatever, the radio channel, Bluetooth adapters, and shit, something like that, I'm guessing. You know?
And man, that's crazy. So let's take a break from electronics. We'll come back to electronics later on. Let's go to some sort of physical things. Let's go with knives.
Wait, you said something about Elon's Musk.
Oh, yeah, his uncle, his great-great-uncle was Aleister Crowley. It all makes sense now.
Damn it.
I'm just saying, bro. Anyways, Chris, obviously you're a law enforcement, so you use probably some knives on duty. You have a specific knife that you go with, like a fixed blade or a folder kind of guy?
I only use fold knives.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a specific brand or anything because I'm not into knives, man.
Yeah.
Like, knives have a function, and I get it, but at the end of the day, their function is going to be the same. It's just going to be cut stuff or stab stuff. That's all
just
it's for. You know
just
mean?
Like at the end of the day, like what is a phone?
A phone.
It's the function is the same now.
It just comes out of personal preference.
Yeah, it's personal preference again because the blade is all. I mean, it's
a blade's a blade.
A blade's a blade.
Yeah.
It's gonna cut shit.
Yeah.
I'm not too big on the knife thing.
A patty.
So you won't go into like steel.
What I say.
You say what?
Is not a home.
So you won't go into like a preference of like steel or any type of steel like that.
Now, I mean, it's every knife or any good knife. It's all hardenable steel.
Hold on,
like, it's
I just thought of a joke.
Steel.
I just thought of a joke. If I mean, I don't know, man. If I'm gonna go around stabbing people, I think I would like to use stainless steel.
Why is that?
Because it's stainless.
Is it stainless steel?
Jesus Christ.
But I'm gonna go around stabbing people.
I'm sorry for all those knife enthusiasts out there. That's, you know,
get it?
Yeah,
stainless?
We get it.
Stainless?
We get it. We just don't like it. We get it. We just don't want it.
Take it back.
Yeah, take it back.
I know you probably have a lot of input on your daily driver
and
knife.
Fuck
but
yeah. Hell
not
yeah,
my,
so I usually go back and forth between my knives. I usually go with most of the time
knife.
I go with a no.
Hey, hold on. Side note.
Butterfly.
I have a question for you. I always wanted to ask you. I don't even know what happened to your YouTube channel where you used to review knives. You had that a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I think I maybe popped a couple of jokes and just stopped. But
you want me to tell you what happened?
Hold on.
You want me to tell you what probably happened?
Happened.
You probably forgot the password.
You couldn't pull up on his Apple phone, so
that's probably what happened. You forgot the fucking password.
Oh, man. Maybe. I don't know. Probably. We don't want that joke either. Oh, that was just for me? Okay.
Yeah, that was just for you.
Okay, thank you.
Anyways, okay,
let me have
so
that.
Write shit down.
This is, if he's not writing it down, then you know he has only one password or something.
No, he does it because that one night we were trying to recover one of his fucking accounts. Try this. Try that. Even asking for his, like, Wi-Fi password.
Oh, my Wi-Fi password is solid. Solid
are you sure?
Stone, yeah.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. It says solid stone.
Because last
stone's not that solid, man.
Some stone is.
You can
last
break,
time
you can break
you were
stone
like
with a heavy enough
Trent
hammer.
Capital S.
Oh,
it worked, didn't it?
Strong as like.
Yeah, like three
an,
tries.
Adamantium.
Three, third time's a charm.
Like, okay.
Anyways.
You want every time you want to use.
I feel
strong,
like this was the podcast of the roast of Anthony on here. the main guy on here. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Anyways, back to the knife thing. Jesus Christ. Back to the knife thing. So, I usually go back and forth between a fixed blade and a folder knife.
What's the difference for the people? Is this, like, it's a fixed blade versus folding?
Yeah, so, I mean, the fixed blade could be either full tang or not full tang. Usually, you want to go with the full tang kind of knife. And the full tang knife, the difference between the two is the full tang knife is, like, it's just one piece of steel. The whole knife is just one piece of steel. And
the tang is the part of metal that is not going to be
a blade.
Used for cutting.
Yeah,
not
so it goes
blade.
Into
it's
the handle. It goes, yeah, it goes into the handle.
Three
handle.
Handle.
That's when you're going to go with a fixed blade knife. You want to go with the full tang kind of knife because that's going to be stronger. If you whatever you're going to do, like
yeah, because it wouldn't break because it's all one piece of metal, right?
Yeah, it'd be harder
it's
to break.
It's
harder
to
break.
Break because it's one solid piece of metal.
Yeah. So recently, I've been EDCing a full tang knife,
what's
an EDC
for people that don't get that.
Everyday carry
is EDC.
So it's what you use every day, and what I typically go with is a what I've been rocking right now is a fixed blade knife. I've been going with an SC Azula 2. It's not the biggest kind of knife, but it does get the job done, whether I wanted to use it for everyday cutting, you know, boxes or...
It's serrated, not serrated.
It's not. It usually, for my preference, a lot of people will go with a serrated edge plus a plain edge knife, but for me, I usually go with the plain edge knife. Basically because...
Drop point, clip point, false edge.
The one that I use is a drop point.
Damn, you know
your shit. Well, I'll say this. Shout out to Forge and Fire, because that from that show I learned that there's a ton of more to knives than anybody.
Oh yeah, there. That's why. I guess
that's probably one of the shows. Yeah,
That's why I like a lot of like knife talk, because there's so many different types of varieties of how you can forge these type of knives. But I usually go with either a if I can find one, I usually go with a if I can. My go to would be spear point.
Spear point?
Yeah, spear point.
Why?
I like spear point. It's easier. Like, if I really need to use it in a defensive situation, it's great. If I need to use it in an everyday use, like cutting something open, it still has that capability. The knives I really don't like to use are tensile point. Tensile point are really made to be for thrusting type of knives. And that's pretty much their only use for that. Not to mention, it's like, my preference, I don't like the look of it, honestly. I really don't. Even though I like katanas, I don't like the look of that knife.
You know, there's the one style of knife that I've always seen for some reason kind of still hold its own when all these other ones fail?
The Bowie?
No, not Bowie. Kukri style knife.
Kukri? That's the one that goes,
it's got a recurve at the top, it's got a real beefy, like a top part to it, and then it's got like a slimmer one where it's kind of curved out again. But it was, every time, because you can use it as a slice, you can use it as a chop.
Yep.
Every time I see somebody use it, like if there's another spin-off show from Forge and Fire, it's called Knife or Death, mm-hmm. and it's like a spin-off from. But anyways, the guys who go on there and it's a pretty much you go through a whole obstacle course, and you use a certain style of knife to cut different kinds of shit and break, you know, whatever. But every time somebody makes their own knife, the one knife that I've always seen like. Actually last, not break, and go through has been that Kukri style.
Yeah.
A lot of guys that'll make choppers and stuff like that, they'll lose, but the guys with the Kukri knives, they always make it through.
Yeah.
Always make it through.
Kukri knife, I mean, that one's... The one that I used to have was a machete made by a company called Cold Steel. That one I used to... You could damn near use that for anything, really. You cut down vines, cut down branches, use it for any kind of a... bushwork, whatever you want to use it for. But in terms of like if I were to go camping, if I were to go you know split some wood or whatever, I would definitely go with a fixed blade knife, would go with a drop point blade, and the one that I use on that occasion would probably be my Gerber strong arm.
Really,
you just have to look and see, because you have to do your own research when you go with Gerber.
Not the baby food,
no, obviously. But you would definitely have to go with a... You gotta really weed through the options you have with Gerber, because sometimes you can get a cheap knife, sometimes you can get a good knife. But their fixed blades are, like, really, really good. Like, I love their fixed blade. I don't think I ever buy their folded knife, but definitely their fixed blade knives. The one that I use is called the Strong Arm, and I will use that for bushcraft. If I have to split any type of wood, I'll use that. And for my going back to my everyday carry, I will use my SE Zula 2, just because the blade length is not that big. It's easy to conceal. If I need to use it in a defensive situation, it's easy to deploy. It gets the job done. On another note, if I choose to go with the folder knife, I will go with a Spyderco Paramilitary 2, just because it's can be adapted to where I can attach a zip tie to it. So whenever I pull it out of my pocket, it will automatically deploy the...
Oh, you've done that
deploy
before.
You
the
still
yeah.
do that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's an ingenious thing. Whenever I pull it out of my pocket, like the blade automatically deploys. Like I don't even need to buy an automatic knife or a out the front blade. Yeah, I don't even need to buy that.
Doesn't, you know, you pick up a knife, it's, you know, a switchblade. It doesn't take much work to grab it and press a button.
Yeah, but I feel like this way is better for me. It's my preference.
I guess. This I'd rather just...
Not saying that I wouldn't like to own a Microtech knife that and out of the front blade like John Wick does, Baba Yaga, but them motherfuckers are too damn expensive. They're like $350 a knife.
Yeah, they're proud of their stuff.
So, and not to mention they use a really good high quality steel. And for me, for my steel, the type of knife that I like to go with a 1095 high carbon steel just because it does hold a decent quality edge for quite a while, but it's also really easy to sharpen. And a lot of these real strong steels like V10, I think it's called VG10, it's real hard steel and it will hold an edge for a long time, but when it comes time to sharpen, it's a pain in the ass. You literally have to go take it to a grinder to get that thing sharpened. So when it comes to knife, I like to go with a fixed blade, plain edge, drop point. So that's me. Panda, do you use knives?
Just.
You get your little Swiss Army knife over there.
Where?
I don't know.
A little multi-tool.
I don't.
With the little scissors in there.
I mean, the only knife, I guess it's just a basic knife. I guess a foldable one.
Yeah.
Just to like open boxes and shit at work, that's it.
Yeah.
Box cutter.
No, not a box cutter. It's like...
carpet knives.
Well, the one I have two knives. I have one that I keep in my work truck that I use to open in boxes, then another one that's like a sharp edge, and then it has like little teeth on it at the close to the back of it. And I guess that would probably be my favorite one because that's the one I keep at home. The one with like the serrated part, it's like serrated near the end, and then like knife feet in the front.
Plain edge.
I guess plain edge. Yes. Yeah. So that's probably my favorite one. But I mean, it's nothing out of the ordinary. I didn't like spend buku money on it. What TV do you use?
What the
fuck? We're going back to tech.
Oh man, y'all didn't like the knife? Okay.
No, I like the knife, but it's just like I wasn't. It went over my head.
Yeah, I bet.
You like drop point.
If you ever just watch one episode of Forged in Fire, and you'll kind of get it. You'll like it. It's a good show. I mean, you got to.
Where's it on?
It's on a... Is it a History Channel?
History Channel.
I can watch it through YouTube TV.
Yeah.
You can just watch it. It's legit.
I can watch it right now. Fuck the podcast.
All kinds of history that you'll learn about knives and blades and, like, the type of bladesmithing they do. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to like it as much whenever I first saw it.
So the reason why I brought up the TVs is because in my household, we have...
Please tell us how rich you are.
No, I wouldn't... Like, it's hard work, bro. We don't buy these shits overnight. It's like, we do our research, we save up our money, and they're like, okay, cool, this is the one I feel confident in buying. But for me, I always go Vizio.
Vizio?
Vizio.
Really? Why?
I just really like the brand. Whoa.
Is that a text message? Or?
I guess so. I always go Vizio. But in the house we have Vizio or Samsung, and for me, I don't like the Samsung ones, even though I like their phones, but I feel like there's a delay between the remote to the infrared receiver on the TV. I don't know if it's like their older models, because we have an older one. I don't know if they fixed that or addressed that issue, but like my Vizio, very responsive. The two Vizios that I've had, very responsive, super quick. They also tend to have, like, still, what is those long speakers called?
Sound bars.
Yeah, a lot of Vizios still have the sound bars built in. Unlike all the TVs that are coming out now with one or two speakers around the back, to where you have to get a sound bar to amplify your noise or your sound output. And also, I just really like the smart interface with Vizio versus the Samsung one. Mm. I mean, it sucks that you can't, like, whatever Vizio software you get, you're basically limited to those apps. So, so eventually my Spotify app had to get removed because it was no longer supported by the version of TV that I have. But... I mean, I just really like it. I got a little 4K TV, got my Xbox hooked up to it. Gets the job done. I like it. A little 62-inch, I think. I don't know if you guys have any preference on TVs.
Really.
I think if it turns on, it shows my apps. When I can watch YouTube on, Netflix.
What's the TV Amazon, you have in your living room?
LG.
It was the same as this one?
Yep.
So why did you get another LG? Just because you liked the TV that you had?
Yeah, because this one was not a smart TV, and the other one was a smart TV.
And you remember I told you didn't have to waste any money. You could make that TV a smart TV.
This one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could just get like a Roku device. You can get an Apple TV. You can get Chromecast.
Fire Stick.
Which I hear they're very awesome.
Yeah, those Fire Sticks, they're great. They're great if you know how to use them, right?
Bro, are you drunk?
Huh?
Are you drunk?
A little bit.
Are you getting there? Yeah, I figured you have
I'm
that.
Nice and neat right now.
Yeah, you have that like
going back to the abstinence episode.
Absinthe. I'm like, you're talking about abstinence.
We still have some abstinence left. You guys want to take a shot?
I ain't touching that. No, sir.
Oh, that was horrible.
Yeah, it was not. 10 out of 10 would not recommend.
Yep.
10 out of 10 would not recommend.
So is there any other kind of tools that you like to use, like, you know, any kind of other drivers that you like to use on a daily basis?
Portable battery, phone, headphones, TV. I mean, the only other thing that I use a lot would be YouTube, but that's also a Google platform. So I watch a lot of my, I get a lot of my information from YouTube, whether it be how to change a spark plug on a Nissan Rogue. Yeah. Or how to convert a image into 1400 by 1400. Like, YouTube is basically the modern day incarnation of Apple for Dummies. Like, there's so many how-to videos on there. Like, how to cook this.
Yep.
How to do this. How to install this.
I learned how to weld just from watching YouTube videos. I'm still learning, but I've learned how to actually go about what type of welding I need to go with, and what type of machine I want to go with, and how to use it. All through YouTube, man. Oh, shout out Chucky 2009.
Are you an arc kind of guy, or are you a plasma kind of guy?
What?
Arc welding.
Welding?
Yeah.
I'm a flux core kind of guy. Mm-hmm. Because I don't like to use like anything gas-wise.
Yeah.
I always like paranoid to blow this thing up. So using the stick welding, I tried using, I maybe didn't have the currents or the amperage set up right on my machine,
mm-hmm.
but the first time I tried to use a stick welder, man, I couldn't keep it from like starting the arc and then just stopping and then sticking.
Yeah.
And then shaking the fucking stick off, that thing was hard. But flux core, man, you just go to town and you get it all done. But that's a whole side thing. Now, one new daily driver that I have discovered that I'll go with, my daily driver for drinking coffee.
What?
Ooh.
I know.
What is it?
I used to be big on Keurig. I thought Keurigs and cake cups
were
the
shit. I thought that's what you were going to say.
Nope. I thought they nope. were too, bro.
I used
I'm
to
in
think
the same
that.
Boat.
I used to think boat. That.
Not anymore.
I don't, you
not
know,
anymore.
A lot of people have the whole, like, you know, it's wasteful. It's just,
you grind your stuff down?
I don't really care about that. No, I don't grind anything down yet. No. It's a new type of preparing coffee that I hadn't even heard of. Apparently it's around. It's fucking simple as shit too. It's not coffee pots. I was using just a regular old Mr. Coffee brewing pot thing for the longest, because I just brewed in a old pot now to save the waste from the K-Cups. But it's pour over coffee systems. You ever heard of pour over coffee?
I feel like you put it in a filter and then you pour water over it.
Yes.
And you let it seep through.
Yep.
Into the jar. Yeah. I think I had that before. Anyway, explain.
You boil your water. You have this one kettle, right? You put all your water in it. You boil it to a certain temperature. That's the key. Boil that water to the right temperature. Then you have like a little system thing. It's like a sifting, whatever type thing you want to call it. Mine is like a, mine is a little. It's got like a wood disc, and then a glass, like a little cup that almost looks like a funnel. It's like a glass funnel, I guess, right? You have to buy a certain type of filter. Mine's the number 2. If you look into it, there's different types. I use number 2. So you set the filter in there. I take 2 tablespoons. That's about as strong as I want on a medium roast, Vultures or whatever. That's about as much as I like. I don't like dark roast coffee. I like medium roast coffee. So use that filter. Put in 2 tablespoons of Vultures is what I always use. That's the best part of waking up. And so,
damn,
product placement.
I like how you said that.
Did that shit to so nonchalant.
In all honesty, though, if the best part, if the best part of waking up is Folgers in my cup, I probably don't want to wake up that day. So, anyway.
Bro, Maxwell is good to the last shot, though.
Maxwell sucks. Anyways. That's personal preference. That's opinions. Anyway, so okay, so you put your 2 tablespoons of coffee in the filter. Once your water is heated to the right temperature, and 194 is what I've set it to mine, you just pour it over the coffee beans. There's no need to grind anything on it. You just pour the water straight in, and it, you know, the funnel, the glass funnel thing sits right over your coffee mug. So all you do is just pour it in there and fill it up once it sifts through it. And I shit you not, man, that is the best cup of one. The first time I tried one. Was the best cup of coffee I ever had in my entire life.
See, I'm not much of a coffee person. We have a Keurig, but I mostly use it for tea.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So,
if you ever try teas on the pour over, I guarantee.
Is it life changing?
It will change your life.
So
you will see the world through new set of eyes. Like, you will never want to use Keurig.
Like
ever.
The reason I never did tea. The whole tea bag and the water. Hey, it's our people's champ! But the whole, like, dipping it into the hot water and letting it seep.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's such a waste of time. So I was like, Keurig, cool, K-cup with the tea. I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's, I set Keurig it up, let it go, come back, it's done. Put it in my mug, let's go.
Yeah, Keurig's pure convenience. But I guarantee you, man, if you use the pour-over coffee system, though, like, you're not going to... It takes a whole lot less to heat that water up because the kettle that you buy it, you know, to warm it up, it's specifically made to bring that thing to a boil real quick. So it doesn't take long at all to use that for teas at all. But I'm telling you, man, it tastes, because you're not having any of the water running through the machine. You're not having it go through, you know what I mean? If your machine gets dirty, you know, obviously the water doesn't taste the same when it goes through. When it's sifting through the actual filter,
that's another thing that I heard a whole bunch of
plastic pieces in there. You know,
that's
what I mean?
Another thing I heard a lot about the Keurigs that
yeah, and
once they get dirty, it's game over.
It's game over, and also, like, I don't know what it is, but Keurigs for me seem like it's almost like they burn what you're trying to drink. It's almost like they, like, if it's coffee, it seems like they almost burn the coffee, and it doesn't taste like nowhere near as good as that pour over, man.
Maybe here I'm thinking the tea I'm drinking is like. Life-changing, and then I try it the way you say, and it's like, oh, this is how tea should taste.
Yeah, that's exactly, like, that's how I was with coffee. When I used to be all about the convenience of a Keurig and all that stuff, and then I tried the pour, I was like, man, this is what coffee was invented for. Not for this fucking shit run through.
I mean, but isn't the pour-over going back to, like,
it's like
older
old
tech?
Yeah, like it's going... like, it's kind of like a percolator. The percolators were, like, one of the first type of, like, coffee things that you had back in then. But yeah, pour-over coffee systems. Pour-overs is not just for coffees, for teas too, but they go hand in hand. But you definitely want to, I'm telling you, $30. And I bought me a simple pour-over coffee system that actually has the settings to where you can just choose the degree of temperature and it does it for you. And then you buy the little thing to filter it and sift it through for like another maybe $10. And there you go. You'll have the best cup of coffee.
So basically everything that... you bought is basically a person's monthly expenditure on K-cups.
Yeah, pretty much. And you're nowhere near as wasteful because you can buy a pack of 100 filters for like $3.
Mm-hmm. And K-cups aren't cheap either.
Yeah, I know. And then they're, you know, it's all with
like,
brand too.
Oh,
so
what, like
12
or 16
money.
Of them?
Yeah.
So it's going to cost a whole lot more. But pour-over coffee is the way to go.
I don't know if you heard, but did you hear about the guy who started the keto coffee brand, like the MCT? Like,
I've heard of the brand.
Yeah, when he mixed the MCT oil and all this other stuff. That so apparently the story goes that he was lost on a mountainside or whatever. You know, he was lost on some wilderness area. He got taken in by some sort of
like
natives or
some
yeah something like that, and they gave him this cup of coffee to help him, you know, reinvigorate himself, like just
restore
get,
his
yeah,
health or whatever.
Yeah. So he said that the coffee was just a pure natural coffee. They said they added butter and some other kind of stuff.
That,
now,
yeah.
You know, hold on before you judge that. So
I judge it. I'm just saying I don't know how people do it.
Yeah. So after he drank this coffee, he said that he became so like like healthy. Clear-headed. Yeah, clear headed. Like he became so more, much more like restored or whatever to his.
What if they spike this shit with what is it called? Ayahuasca?
Never
heard of Ayahuasca?
Nope.
I mean, we could do a whole podcast on coffee, or whatever, because I'm really enthused about coffee as well.
I was just saying that is my daily driver.
Not only guns, knives, but also coffee as well, because I love coffee.
That was my coffee daily driver.
Coffee daily driver.
Ayahuasca? It's like some.
Aguinaga?
No, that's my friend from like middle school.
I had a friend named Bao Mai in 7th grade, and everybody used to
go. Well, I had a friend named Fermented. His name was Fermented, so I don't know. But going back to the keto coffee, so pretty much he drank it and he became so invigorated he started his own company, the keto coffee, whatever.
So before he left, he's like, hey, let me get that recipe before I go.
Yeah, let me
get that. I guess. I don't know how it went down, but
all
whenever.
Coffee money.
Yeah. So when we heard about it, we tried it out. I think we used the coffee that he used, I don't know, whatever his brand was, but the butter they're supposed to use is just a pure, pure. Ugh.
I don't know.
Pure stage butter, like whatever the purest butter you can get. Like
I can't do butter. I gotta have an economy frou-frou or whatever, but I gotta have coffee creamer and sugar or stevia and healthier sugar.
I mean, I'm not saying I was a huge fan of it, but just saying that if I was in such a dire need of like some sort of like something to get me going again, sustenance to get me going, some sort of narcotics to get me going again. It wasn't a bad drink. Like I tried it. I put the butter in there. I mixed it up and it actually turned the coffee like if I added cream or something like that to it. It gave it flavor. It gave it, you know, it wasn't so bold. You know, it did give a little bit of sweetness to it because of the, you know, sodium in the butter.
It was the right touch.
It was the right touch, you know, and I drank it and I was like, wow, I mean, I could vision myself drinking this, but I'm not going to go out of my way and say this is the best cup of damn coffee I ever had like he said he did.
The best cup of Joe ever.
But the best cup of Joe ever.
Why do they call it cup of Joe? Because it's like an average Joe drinks it?
I guess.
I never actually looked into that. That's actually, you know, we can do like a whole slogan things or like, you know, the old timeless catchphrases podcast.
I was actually thinking we could actually go doing a whole wives tale. That's an old wives tale.
Isn't that on the board already?
We can do that.
I guess it's not on the board. I can add it later.
Should I do another suggestion topic listeners?
Before we bring this one to an end, the only other thing I really wanted to talk about, but I feel like we're all on the same boat, would be getting rid of like cable providers.
Yeah.
But I think you kick your cable provider, I kick my cable provider, and you're like, what the fuck is cable?
I cut mine a long time.
Dude, I was in a fucking battle with my cable provider.
They still owe you money?
Yeah. They pretty much... They told me like
when I
canceled with them, they said, okay, cool. And then no. You know what it was? Is that I told them like, hey, I want to switch from what I have now and I want to go to a lower level because I wasn't using them. I was watching movies on Netflix and Amazon Prime, so there was no need for them. So I told them like, yeah, let me just go to the lowest I can. They said yes. Yeah, they said yes. You know, we'll charge you this amount of money. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I'm okay with that. They went ahead and canceled my entire service. And I was like, well, what the hell? Like, okay, I guess I'm cool. But then they sent me a check. They sent me a bill saying like, hey, you owe this much money for this. I'm like, what the fuck?
Every speaking from a person that used to work for a cable company, I'm not going to use their name, but I say it rhymes with Slimecast. That's Slime Warner Cable. Oh, all right. So, anyways,
Slime Warner Rainbow.
formerly Romcast and Slime Warner Cable is who I used to work for. So, like back then, man, and I did collections. So obviously, like I never got anybody on their good day. it was always on a bad day. Disconnect and go to fucking Rich.
I'll go somewhere else.
I'll go to. Byrect TV or something like that.
Yeah.
So, their departments, as far as like communication goes, they're not connected right now. It's the whole purple monkey dishwasher thing, man. By the time you get done to talking to one person, like the 20th person down in whatever department does that, they're gonna be like, oh, he wants to get extra bundles and all three bundles and the highest fiber optic charges and you know, prepaid.
I feel like this is really great information for people who out there are trying to get rid of their cable provider.
All right, so
listen to us, guys. Yeah.
do not sign up for Slime Warner Cable.
So basically, in this time and age,
it's not Slime Warner Cable.
It's not worth it.
It's Pet Chrome now. I think I don't like that.
Pet Crumbs?
Yeah, Pet Crumbs.
So it's cable nowadays,
it's inferior.
It's not needed.
It's an inferior service.
Like Anthony said, he's paying for cable for X amount of months, but he was mostly getting his viewers, getting his content from
Netflix and
other subscriptions that he had.
Yeah,
Amazon, Netflix, whatever. YouTube, because I know he stays on that YouTube app a lot too. YouTube is free. All you have to do is an internet connection.
Yeah, you're watching me.
Netflix is
tons of hours of entertainment for free.
Relatively cheap.
Yeah,
even though the price increase, but it's still cheaper than your basic cable provider.
Yeah.
So for me, for the longest, why I felt that I needed to keep cable was for sports.
Yeah.
Because I was like,
yeah.
I was like, yeah, I can go to a bar and watch it, but then I have to spend money on the food, on drinks, and
sometimes they'll make you pay a fee to stay.
To get in,
Or to get in or stay if they're going to show like a UFC pay.
So I was like, I can watch from, I can be at home comfortable and watch it at my discretion. If I get tired, I go to sleep, no big deal. If I go watch it at a bar, it's loud, XYZ. So I got rid of it. It was kind of a hassle just because I got transferred so many times. Like, what's going on? I was like, well, my bill's high. You know, prices change. And I had a 2-year plan, whatever. I know it goes up. Trust me, I know. I work in this type of industry too. I know. I was like, but I ain't happy with it. I'm not using it. Especially so many people. So many of them. So eventually I got with the next person. I was like, do I have to tell you the whole story or did they like give you a synopsis? So basically it was just retelling the whole story over and over again. I figured they were just hoping I would get off the phone. Because I spent a good amount of my day trying to sort that shit out. So I finally got rid of it. And I got YouTube TV just because I use YouTube a lot. It's pretty much adaptable to any kind of device that you have. And the whole, you have 7 profiles. Everybody can use their own profile. As long as you have a YouTube account, you get an invite to join the family, whatever. And everybody has their own DVR. Everybody can watch their own thing. Don't have to worry about, oh, the storage is full. This and that.
Yep.
And like I said, I mostly just wanted it for sports. Right now, there's not really too many sports going on, except like the Women's World Cup and like Copa America and all that. Yeah, stuff like that. But I mean, it comes in handy because as long as you have an internet connection, you have it on your phone, you're good. And it's just, it's so obsolete, especially like having DirecTV. Winds, no TV. Rain, no TV. So I'm glad to be done with it. I don't know why I gave them guys so much of my money for so long.
Yeah.
When I was consuming my, you know, stuff that I watched on YouTube mostly, Netflix, or not watch TV at all. And I was just like, okay, my bill is X amount of money. Here, take it. Sure, why not? And eventually I was like, bro, this is burning a hole in my pocket. Why am I doing this to myself? And I got rid of it, and cash flow is a little bit better now. But I think I'm really going to go Chris's direction and just part ways with YouTube TV.
Fire Stick is the way to go.
Fire Stick.
Alrighty, guys.
Well,
thank you for staying in touch. Thank you for the viewership that we've gotten.
We do it for the lulz.
Shout out to our European listeners. You guys are great. Tell your people. Fuck a different time zone. And if you guys ever want to suggest a topic, tell us how we're doing. Tell us what we can improve on. You guys can reach us on Instagram at @podcastyouraverage, on Twitter as @youraveragepod1, and on Facebook as @youraveragepodcast. We are working on getting a multi-link for our Instagram to make it a little bit easier for you guys when you visit. So it will be a one direction for all the different platforms we're partnered with. So it'll be click the link, and if you're on Apple device, you can link straight to it, follow, play, keep up with all the new updates, and same in for Google Podcasts, Spotify, all these other apps that we're partnered with. More content to come. Thank you for listening. Thank you for, you know, chiming in. This is the Your Average Podcast Guy signing out.
We're signing out, guys. Thank you.